Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Hello, my name is Black Samsara. I can have an opportunity to greet you in my sanctuary.
Yes.
I don't like to call it like a tattoo shop. I think it's a place more magical where we try to do everything to do not be so commercial. So I don't even call my visitors clients. I call them guests. So this is the place where actually magic happens.
And the first thing that struck me when I came in here was how calm and gorgeous of an environment it is, and the aromas, the scents. Are they very important for this beautiful space here?
Of course, like in this place, like we care about all the energy, like starting from the smell, noise, music, conversation. So it's all about the frequency and making sure that the vibration in here are genuinely healing during the procedures of and rituals of making tattoos, which is like an alchemizing process of the healing.
Very interesting. I will have to ask you a little bit more about that. But before we get started fully, I understand there is a really cool convention happening here in Clonmel this weekend. Tell us a little bit about the convention and where people can go today on Sunday.
In Hillview, we are organizing unusual tattoo convention, which is like family-friendly event, where there's a mixture of colors, same, like different vibration, healing energy. I'm not sure if I'm right, but I believe this is the only one tattoo convention in the world, probably, which actually is focused on family-friendly event. I absolutely love to break the patterns, break the stereotypes. I wanted to show that the tattoos don't have to be scary, full of blood, metal music, and skulls. I want to show that they actually can be something where the kids can feel comfortable around as well. So that's why we have the gathering of the people who can actually mix with the colors, music, different characters, to give to the people opportunity to actually open up a little bit the hearts and minds, to start to see the world wider, more colorful, and that do not limit ourselves just with the perspective of stereotypes and limitations.
It's really interesting that you have such interest in the spiritual side of tattoos, because would I be right in saying that's where tattoos began, with a lot of native tribes? Probably the first people, indigenous peoples, were the first to actually tattoo. So is that somewhat connected to why you place such importance on the spirituality and tattoos in a more cultural sense?
Of course, like at the beginning of the story with the tattoos, basically the warriors, after they won the battles, after the pain and tears and sacrifices, they were rewarded with the kind of amulets kind of on the skin. So through this process of pain, sacrifices, they were rewarded by the tribe chosen, which they were carrying marks on the skin as like medals of winning the battles. I think the tattooing right now, where it's more commercial, we a little bit forgot about the beginning. So basically, I still try to maintain the ancestors' knowledge behind this. I don't do commercial tattooing. Like, I still try to maintain the ideology of all
history.
This history.
Yeah.
I see it as a very intimate relation between our guests who are coming to our sanctuary and the person who is actually tattooing. You come to the person, you don't know me, I don't know you. You fully trust me, you're laying here for the hours. I give you a pain, you carry your pain in silence. You don't know what actually I'm doing very often, because you're focusing about the managing the pain and all the thoughts and controlling your body. I'm still there with you during all your process, making sure that you fully gonna trust the process and make sure that you're gonna be happy after your journey. I think there's a lot of, as well, like similarities between tattooing and all rituals of alchemizing our pain into something which is beautiful at the end.
Oh, that is so lovely. And I think a lot of people that do decide to get a tattoo are doing so for a reason. And sometimes that reason might be something painful, so they might want something to remember a loved one who has passed on. Do you think that that's the strange connection with the past and the history of tattoos that people don't even realise?
Definitely. I think that everything happened for a reason. Some tattoos or some guests who are coming over here, they don't come with a very advanced ideas and thoughts about them projects. Some of them, they're coming just with a simple idea to make something decorative for themselves. And I treat them with the same respect with the more advanced projects. I think the idea of doing something for themselves like that, it comes from very, very depth, higher self-consciousness and knowledge, which is coded in our ancestors' message.
Tell me a little bit about your own journey with tattoos. How old were you yourself when you got your first tattoo? And do you still have that first tattoo?
So I started maybe when I was 13 by using the compass from school. Funny thing is that over then I was in a kind of my Gothic era and I had no English at all. But I thought that the English is cool, of course. So
you're originally from Poland?
Yes, I'm Polish. Yeah. And I thought like I will be super cool and dark if I will have a tattoo when I'm 13. So I used my compass and I thought I would pick very cool Gothic words, which was poison. And I decided to put the poison on my feet. Luckily, after making a few dots with the compass, my mom came to the room and she stopped the process. I still have the few dots of the poison on my feet, which wasn't a good choice to put the poison on.
And then when did you, I guess, decide that you wanted to have tattoos part of your life and your career and what you do?
I'm coming from kind of conservative family, religious. So tattoos was absolutely not acceptable, and they're still not. So I was kind of stubborn child, and whatever my parents said to do not do it, I was always happy to go and check. I'm coming as well from the artistic family, but I didn't want to follow the path of my other family members. I wanted to go my way.
And I guess for you, was tattoos how you expressed your artistic talent?
Yes, but funny thing is that I like tattoos from the beginning because they were something different, something which my family didn't accept. So I was going just this direction to break the pattern of the family. Then I started to actually see this as a form of art. No one see over then this as art, because art is, of course, sculpturing, painting, acting, but not tattooing. But I, from the beginning, I see there is an art, there is expression, there is a lot of emotions behind the tattooing. I just was intuitively following this direction without thinking that I'm an artist, I'm doing art. Actually, I had my hyper focus of just creating and trying to be better. I think after 5 years of being actually professional tattoo artist, I start to slowly see myself as an artist and tattoo artist.
Well, I'm glad that you do see yourself as an artist. And I can... Have you done many tattoos on yourself, or...?
My skin is full of the tattoos, and I would say I have around 200 hours of tattooing on myself. At the beginning, I was handling them as a warrior, so I could stay for over 9 hours of tattooing with actually feeling pleasure of being tattooed. Right now, I barely can handle 40 minutes. I think I don't need to alchemize the pain anymore this way, but I still love them. I love to play with the contrasts.
In terms of tattoos, I personally think people's attitudes have changed a lot, even in the past few years. Maybe even 10 years ago, there weren't as many girls that would have had tattoos. And now it's so common to see young women in their 20s with their patchwork on their arms. And it's not as taboo to have visible tattoos in the workplace. Have you noticed that change yourself?
For sure, this is changing. I have to mention, like, when I start to decide to have my sleeve, I basically sign the contract of being like removed from the society in the regular member of the society.
And was that in Ireland or in Poland?
In Poland. Yeah. So deciding to make my first sleeve, I knew that I'm starting the journey of being black sheep of the society. I still remember there were the people stopping me on the streets and say, like, look, this woman ran away from the jail, probably. So already there was all the labels, like, but this is what I love the most in this, like, that I, during years, I developed the way of lifestyle that I love to surprise the people. Actually, I'm kind of educated. Actually, I can speak in the two languages. Even I have a black heavy tattoos, they actually looks like delicate patterns as well sometimes. I'm not like a hardcore, aggressive, jail kind of vibes person.
No.
I'm trying always to present myself as a elegant person, polite person, because like they expect something else. So we have a lot of fears. If we're scared of something, like pain of the tattooing or fear of accepting who you are if you're different, we prefer to keep ourselves just with the comfort zone. Like, we have to be equal. We have to know everything. If something's unknown, it's scary as well, so it's better to don't go over there. So people need to wake up a little bit, because world is full of the colors, full of the different characters. Everyone are unique. Every one of us carry different stories, good stories, heavy stories, but we are all equal, beautiful energy. We all like have our messages, histories, and we shouldn't be afraid of trying to explore the world and ourselves. But unfortunately, by the fear and limitation, we start to give the labels, judge. This is what I love to do. I love to come to the people, put myself in the front and say, like, look, I'm not so scary. I actually wasn't in the jail.
Could I ask you about, I guess, tattoos that you've noticed are becoming more common, and the different styles of tattoos too? Because as you mentioned, some are thick, some are fine line, which is the type that I would be drawn to. But I suppose that's probably quite common for a girl who's never had a tattoo before. But would you be able to talk about, I guess, the different styles of tattooing?
I definitely have to mention that when I started tattooing around 50 years ago, there was basically no internet shops where you can buy supplies and everything. So it was kind of difficult to even start the journey. I still remember when we had to start from the welding the needles for ourselves, because there was nothing available. So it was kind of primitive. During years, when the people start to be more assimilated with the tattooing and accepting their more, the industry developed so much. So I'm so happy to see the opportunities, new styles, new characters, new technology which is available. Like, I'm absolutely obsessed with the learning constantly, new styles and all the new, following the old news in the industry. So it's beautiful to see that the plant was seeded, the seed was planted like thousands years ago start to actually grow very quick recently. I would never say that there's one better style or worse style. I think that all the styles appear for everyone to have given us a choice. As I said before, we are all unique. We all seeking something different. And that makes it even more beautiful that we have a wide range of the choices.
And finally, I guess, what would you say to someone that doesn't understand tattoos or, you know, finds it difficult to comprehend? What would you say to them?
I think from that point actually came all the idea with the convention. I really would be happy to see people who have no idea about the tattoo industry. That's why we make this event, like a big festival of art and colors. I really would like to show to the people, you can come. You're not committed to do nothing. You can just see that the people are okay with this, that it's not so scary.
Well, you have the most calming, beautiful space, and you are the most calming presence. Thank you so much, Black. Lovely to speak to you here in Clonmel today.